I'm delighted to welcome to the Midday Program pianist Thomas Kasdorf and pianist Satoko Hayami. They'll be performing with the Middleton Community Orchestra tomorrow evening at the Middleton Community Orchestra. No, wait a minute. Where are you going to be? Middleton?
We will be at the Middleton Performing Arts Center.
I got to get you on there. Where are you going to be performing?
Middleton Performing
That's
Arts
right.
Center.
That's right. Well, I'm delighted to have you both here. I understand you both have been featured with Norman on the Midday Program, but looking at what you'll be doing tomorrow evening, it looks totally exciting. A special program. Tell us something about it.
We are doing a program of music for two pianos and orchestra. We are beginning with Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, which is a very, very fun piece that a lot of youngsters know. It's taught a lot in early elementary music education because you get to talk about music and animals. Then we are doing the Mozart Concerto for Two Pianos, K-365, which is a beautiful piece, lots of dialogue between us as pianists, and then there'll be an intermission, and the orchestra will continue to play Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, which was composed in the same year as Carnival, and also features two piano part, piano four hands.
Well, that's very interesting. Have you both played these works before?
No.
This is our debut with these.
So, what's it been like preparing for this?
It's been a lot of fun. I've wanted to do Carnival of the Animals for a long time, mostly because I think that it's just so immediately enjoyable. It's very accessible. But I think that the Mozart's been great fun. We've worked together as a duo on a couple of other projects, and this has been a real joy to be able to do this.
Yes, and in addition to having two pianos, but also having an orchestra with us is just another big layer.
It is another element, and plus you're going to have a narrator too, is that correct?
We are.
And who
WPR's
is that?
WPR's own Norman Gilliland.
Well, isn't that going to be fun? So if you're in the Middleton area, it looks like a must concert to be in the audience to hear this wonderful performance. And I think we should even hear an excerpt now. What do you think?
Absolutely.
As we were talking about this before, we thought, well, the most popular one happens to be the Swan. And it has that wonderful, the two pianos are really highlighted in that section. So here we go. This is an excerpt from what you'll be able to hear tomorrow evening if you're one of those people that can really make this wonderful concert that'll be happening tomorrow evening featuring the Middleton Community Orchestra. And this is the work of Camille Saint-Saëns from Carnival of the Animals. Here's the Swan. An excerpt from Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. That was The Swan, you probably recognized. And a performance featuring two pianists, Pascal Roger and Christina Ortiz. And they joined the London Sinfonietta. Charles Dutoit was the conductor. But we are lucky to have here in the studio pianist Thomas Kasdorf and pianist Satoko Hayami. And they'll be performing this work in its entirety tomorrow evening. Wonderful program with the Middleton Community Orchestra, and Norman Gilliland will be the narrator. So what do you think more about, tell us something extra about this wonderful work that you'll be performing. How many, how often have you been had a chance to practice and rehearse with the audience, with the orchestra?
We've been with them for a few weeks now, because they only meet one night a week. And it's been great fun. We actually just yesterday rehearsed on stage with the actual pianos that we're going to use for the first time. We're using the sort of house piano at the Middleton Performing Arts Center. And also we've been very, very fortunate because Tim Farley from Farley's House of Pianos has donated very, very generously a 1891 refurbished Model B grand piano that matches the house piano. And it's been very, very exciting to play
gosh,
on this.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you both get a chance to play on that piano in the concert.
Yes. It's been so exciting.
I'm sure. That's wonderful. That's very generous of them to do.
Yes, and it's got, the piano has such a beautiful timbre and a very, very sort of vibrant, warm tone. So it's been very, very fun. And we do alternate between instruments. So we've both been fortunate enough to be able to do this.
So that we don't have to fight over one piano.
Very good. So who's going to get it for the Mozart?
I will get it for the Mozart. I'm very, very happy about that. But I feel like I've won that battle. but she gets to have it for the entirety of the Carnival of the Animals, including playing the swan, which will be more her than me.
Very nice. So that we're going to hear one more excerpt from this. But what's it been like to learn this piece since you hadn't performed it before? Any challenges?
Well, I think pianistically there are a couple of movements that are very, very virtuosic, and that's been sort of a joy and a challenge at times to get behind. But the music is so beautiful and charming, and we've just had such a ball with it. I think you're going to play Aquarium, and it's one of my favorite pieces.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Should we listen to that now?
Sure.
All right, here we go. One more excerpt we had chance to hear from Camille Saint-Saëns, The Carnival of the Animals. That was the Aquarium. Once again, we heard pianist Pascal Roger and Christina Ortiz joining the London Sinfonietta, the conductor Charles Dutoit. But here in the studio, we have pianist Thomas Kasdorf and pianist Satoko Hayami, who will be performing this work and other works on a very special program tomorrow evening at the Middleton Performing Arts Center. Tell us more about what you'll be playing.
So with the members of the Middleton Community Orchestra, we will be playing Carnival of the Animals. We'll also be doing this beautiful Mozart piano concerto for two pianos. And then there will be an intermission, and they will move the pianos away, and the orchestra and us will play Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, which he also composed the same year he did Carnival of the Animals. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, lots of beautiful thematic transformation, a giant organ. Be ready
really?
For it. It's very, very bombastic, being played very, very well by them. It's very exciting.
And both of you are playing the organ for that? Or
we will not play the organ.
Okay.
We'll be playing one piano, but two of us will be playing on one piano.
Oh, my goodness. Joining it. Well, so you're on the whole program.
On the entire program.
Wow. That's very, very exciting. And once again, we want to remind our listeners that Norman Gilliland will be narrating Carnival of the Animals. So that's another reason for you to hear these two talented pianists and, of course, to hear Norman do, a great job narrating that fabulous piece, Carnival of the Animals. How is there information for our listeners if they'd like to attend this event tomorrow evening?
Sure. You can go to www.middletoncommunityorchestra.org or call their ticket line, 608-212-8690. I do know, because of how they structure everything, that students are given free admission to this, and we're
very
hoping
nice.
That we see a lot of students because it's a very accessible program for youngsters.
Well, this really looks like a wonderful program. I just wanted to mention the Mozart, too, because it's so different than the Saint-Saëns. Something you want to share with our listeners, if they'll be able to attend this performance, what they should be listening for.
I think the beautiful, graceful lines, the dialogue between the soloists.
And also, he's also, as always, funny in many places.
Oh, okay. In all the
it's
movements
beautiful,
or,
but,
or one in particular?
Personally, I think, in the fast movements, first and the third movements.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pay attention to that as well. So grateful that you both came in.
Thank
and
you
we wish you all the best tomorrow evening and good luck in your future and for the summer. Sorry we didn't get a chance to talk more about that, but I'm sure you have lots of plans coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, very, very busy.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.